Hey, I'm married to a guy that's 15 years older than me, and I just want to say good luck to him, because you're always going to be going through different stages in your life at different times, and you have to be very patient, and it can work. I mean, 30 years is huge. He's already gone through his midlife crisis, but
well, it sounds like he's still going through it, right?
He might be. Well, yeah, sounds like it, but I don't know. It can work. It's just, I mean, she's going to lose him before she's ready to be alone. It's just really difficult. I mean, he's going to have to be really patient because she hasn't even gone through a lot of her growing up stages.
No.
And the maturity level for him might be a little low, just because if he's attracted to a woman at that age, I mean, she's not as mature as he is. And when she grows up and becomes more mature, he's still going to be the same person he was.
Yeah.
So
they're not growing old together. He's getting old and she's watching, I guess.
Well, and she's going to end up taking care of him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can work. It's just it's just really difficult.
Well, we appreciate the insight. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye.
Stooks in the Morning, what do you think about the 31-year age difference?
Man, this is crazy. Okay, we got to make sense of this, okay? When she's 40, she's just going to be getting into her sexual peak. He's going to be 71.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing shades of Anna Nicole here without the money.
Shades of Anna Nicole.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
Yeah, is she addicted to methadone or anything?
No.
No?
No, she's a pretty clean girl.
No, oh, okay.
Well, I give him a high five, and I scald her. I mean, I know it's a double standard, but that's how life is right now.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, man.
She's going to kill him when he's 70, I'm telling you. See you, brother.
See you, man.